This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Welcome to Sunday Commentary, a weekly program designed to break open the Sunday Scripture readings. Join us as we listen to God's Word and seek to grow in our love and understanding for the good news in our lives. And now, Sunday Commentary with Kevin Doran and Carla Wehrman.
The Liturgical Scripture Readings for the Third Sunday of Easter. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter said to the people, "The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and denied in Pilate's presence, when he had decided to release him. You denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked that a murderer be released to you. The author of life you put to death, but God raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses. Now I know, brothers, that you acted out of ignorance, just as your leaders did. But God has thus brought to fulfillment what he had announced beforehand through the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away." The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Responsorial Psalm. Lord, let your face shine on us.
Lord, let your face shine on us.
When I call, answer me, O my just God, you who relieve me when I am in distress. Have pity on me and hear my prayer.
Lord, let your face shine on us.
Know that the Lord does wonders for his faithful one. The Lord will hear me when I call upon him.
Lord, let your face shine on us.
O Lord, let the light of your countenance shine upon us. You put gladness into my heart.
Lord, let your face shine on us.
As soon as I lie down, I fall peacefully asleep. For you alone, O Lord, bring security to my dwelling.
Lord, let your face shine on us. A reading from the first letter of St. John. My children, I am writing this to you so that you may not commit sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is expiation for our sins. And not only for our sins only, but those of the whole world. The way we may be sure that we know him is to keep his commandments. Those who say, "I know him," but do not keep his commandments, are liars, and the truth is not in them. But whoever keeps his word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way, and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified, and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. That it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is risen. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
We certainly, through Easter, celebrate a season, not a day. So we are in the third Sunday of Easter. And Carla, you have a beautiful summary of what the theme is for our readings today.
Yeah, it's running throughout all the readings, and it's recognizing the truth about who Jesus is and how that truth affects how we live.
Amen. And we're going to talk a lot about repentance today. In fact, with this first reading, remember, we're continuing to read from the Acts of the Apostles. I do believe this first reading is a beautiful call to repentance. You know, the reading starts with establishing the one true holy God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, and how God glorifies Jesus. So we see how Jesus belongs to the Father and the Father to the Son. You might remember elsewhere in John 17:21, you know, the Father and I are one. So we establish Christ, you know, Jesus and the God the Father and the Trinity. Then comes us in this reading. So we deny the one true God. And in our sinfulness, we put the author of life to death. But God provides a way back to him. You know, we are sinful, but we act out of ignorance. But if we sincerely repent, God will forgive us and our sins will be wiped away. Right? God wishes us to return to him. So repent. Pull the weeds of sin from your heart while the ground is still soft in this Easter season.
Exactly, yeah. And so like you said, Peter's giving this speech to the crowd that had gathered after he and John healed a lame beggar. And Peter was very direct. He points out that the death of Jesus, like you said, was because of their response to Pilate. It was their fault that Jesus was crucified because they demanded that a robber, Barabbas, a murderer, be released to them rather than the author of life. And look at our world today, particularly right here in our own nation. Look at our elected leaders, chosen by our fellow citizens. A vast majority of our leaders hold corrupt, wicked, and anti-Christian convictions. In fact, our current president professes to be a Roman Catholic, and yet unapologetically advocates for abortion, calling it a woman's right. In the year 2022, a bill titled the Women's Health Protection Act made its way to the U.S. Senate. That bill would have overridden the ability of individual states to set abortion restrictions, and thankfully it was defeated. However, there were 13 senators who also professed to be Roman Catholic, that stood in support of that diabolical proposal. These corrupt leaders rose to power by a choice of the people who voted them into office. So we are really, we're not much different from the crowd that Peter was addressing. We also deny the holy and righteous one, and we ask that murderers be put in charge. We demand that the Barabbases of our world be released, and we shout, crucify him, every time we lend support to government officials who openly promote moral atrocities and denounce Christian values. St. Peter ended his sermon to the crowd gathered that day with the words, "Now I know, brothers and sisters, that you acted out of ignorance just as your leaders did. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away." The first step to repentance is first confessing and acknowledging our sins. And if Peter walked the earth today, I wonder how he'd look at us. I wonder what he'd say to us.
How powerful that is, and how Satan loves to twist words and take good-sounding things and make them ultimately evil.
It's the father of lies.
Yes,
exactly.
Amen. Well, in our second reading, we're going to continue with that theme of sin, but again, showing that we have an advocate that we can repent to, because we see here in John, he says, "I do not want you to commit sin, but if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father," right? We choose by our decisions and actions to commit sin. And yet all the time, at the same time, we say, "I know him," right? This behind these words, "I know," that "know" is to connotate the deepest level of intimacy between people. This is the same word that's used in Genesis 4:1 with Adam, in 19:8 with Lot, and 24:16 with Rebekah. This is the deepest level of intimacy. So we need to be aware of, don't say that you are an intimate friend of Christ and then break his commandments or be broken against his commandments. That makes us a liar. Now, when we do sin, we have that advocate. We have confession and the sacrament of reconciliation. But we have to live a life of truth and holiness and beauty. And that is the standard of the commandments.
Exactly. And like you said, John makes it clear that even though we do sin, it is through Jesus that our sins are forgiven. I don't want to minimize even though, but regardless, the fact that we will all sin, that they are also forgiven through Jesus. But he goes on to warn us. He says that there will be those who will pretend to be Christians, those whose words will not align with their actions. Another name for people like that is posers. Pretending to be part of something just to fit in because it's comfortable, it makes them popular, or they make a lot of money doing it. But posers won't make the final cut, because to be authentically Christian means taking up the cross, and this is where only those who are truly committed to the truth will persevere. There can be no resurrection to eternal life without first enduring the death of crucifixion.
And in the gospel, we can see how two disciples were radically changed through the experience of Jesus Christ, that personal experience. We start with saying the two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way. This is the reminder that these were the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And we see a beautiful discussion about Christ here and his interaction with these disciples. This comes out of the Catechism. A reminder that Christ's resurrection was not a return to early life, as, say, was the case of the raising of the dead of, say, Jairus' daughter or Lazarus.
Okay, so it wasn't a resuscitation.
That's
right.
Exactly right. Those two were resuscitated.
Right.
Yes, he
Big
was
difference.
Resurrected. That is. Because, and the difference is, and it says this in the paragraph 646, in the risen body, Christ passes from the state of death to another life beyond time and space. Jairus' daughter and Lazarus were still subject to the laws of nature and an ultimate death. This is actually Christ was resurrected, not resuscitated.
Yeah, good point. I'm glad you made that. Yeah. And in St. Luke's account here in this gospel reading, he shares with us what happened with those two disciples who did return from the road to Emmaus. And, you know, before they stopped with Jesus and had that mind-opening experience of the breaking of the bread, they were just going to keep on going. They had no intention of coming back. And so in this gospel account is given their account of the encounter that they had with the risen Lord. And I really want to bring attention to the way that Jesus speaks to them. He begins with the words, "Peace be with you." And then he asks them, why are they troubled? You know, why are you troubled? And he wants to assure them that it really is him. And so he showed them his wounds. He says, "See, I'm flesh and blood. I still have the wounds of the crucifixion." And then he asks for something to eat, as if to say, "See, look, I'm still eating food just like I used to." And then after Jesus calmed their hearts, St. Luke tells us that he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And this is so important to remember. When we are facing some traumatic or tragic episode in life, we need to take it to God and allow His grace to calm us, to open our hearts so that we can hear the truth, because we can't hear God. We can't understand God when we allow chaos to run rampant in our hearts, in our minds.
Alleluia.
You've been listening to Sunday Commentary with Kevin Doran and Carla Wehrman, produced at the studios of Modern Day Radio. For more information about this show, go to moderndayradio.com. That's MATEREDEI radio.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through moderndayradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.